The Gorecast is brought to you by American Horrors, the greatest uncut horror channel in the world. 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, all horror. As well as the Station of Decapitation, Without Your Head.
America's longest running horror channel, www.withoutyourhead.com.
The following program is rated TV-MAL. It contains strong language and is intended only for mature audiences. Viewer discretion advised.
What's up, Gorecasters? Welcome back here to the Gorecast with me, Johnny Deadly, and all of the rest of the horror news miscreants as we are here.
We're here.
Review news like a bunch of delinquents. Yeah.
Yeah.
I think that's fair.
Yep.
We're going to move that mic down a little bit.
It works.
See this pretty face on the screen better. There we go. Yes, as per usual, I got Carter and Giz and Buzz here with me. I was in a game coma on Sunday night. Giz did a stream, and from what I understand, it went well. So everybody give Giz a round of applause. Yep. Good job.
Right. Nope.
Oops, I was
good job. Oh my god, my neck is broken.
I gave Big a bomb and he wouldn't accept it. Or tried to give Big a bomb.
That sounds like Big. He's quite good at getting away with the murders. We have Letty's in. Hello, Letty. We got Cags. Hello, Cags. And Joseph. Hello, Joseph. I wish I could get a Gorecast shirt before Rhode Island Comic Con, since I'm going to tell everybody from Supernatural about the Gorecast. Okay. One moment now. Watch me sort shit.
Things are being sorted. Also, when's the Comic-Con? That's also probably a big question that needs to be answered.
Supernatural. So there's these four guys in the Gorecast that talk a lot about Supernatural. I think they're fans.
Three.
Oh, I'm sorry.
I don't talk shit about Supernatural.
That's cool.
November 4th through 6th. About a month away.
Okay, I just need
that to... gives you time to watch Supernatural and get caught up.
Go to store.
There's only 16.
That's Johnny.
There's only 16 seasons.
Sorting face. Copy.
There you go.
Link, well, you have either,
link for Gorecast merch coming in. Now, it's technically my Twitch page because the other Gorecast merch page doesn't work, according to people that have told me. So I'm pretty sure there's a Gorecast logo t-shirt up there. There is a Gorecast logo t-shirt up there. There's only one Gorecast logo t-shirt up there. But if you wanted a Gore Club t-shirt, there's Gore Club t-shirts. There's a lot of Aunt Peggy merch because... that's who I am now. I'm Aunt Peggy. It's finally happened in all of the voices that I do that have landed on that character now, where is people are like, no, I don't want to hear the other guys. Can we just have Aunt Peggy doing some shit? Okay, that's fine. Okay. But, yeah.
Cons are fun, but crowded. That's the one thing. I've been to a couple of local cons. They're fun, but they're very crowded. So if you don't like crowds, then...
I don't like crowds.
And they're expensive.
I don't like crowds, but the overall, like, being able to hang out and just see everybody's costume, I think, would be dope as shit.
If you want to meet one person to say, hi, how you doing, it's going to cost you $50.
November 4th to November 6th. I'd say if you ordered it, you should have it... fairly quick. The Streamlabs store delivers quick, I think.
And other people, you can also order them too. Everybody else watching, you can get yourself a t-shirt with our property
on it. Won't lie to you, it's probably one of those things I should have been plugging more over here.
We're professionals.
I forget when I'm on YouTube that I don't have all the automation in the chat that I have when I'm on Twitch, because on Twitch, every 45 minutes, it puts up a link to the fucking merch store.
Yeah.
Can't do that on the tubes.
Tubey, tubey, tubes. Yeah, we got a lot of exciting horror news for you guys tonight. So exciting that it was so hard to figure out which ones to put as the headline. Which one do we
took use? Ages. Eventually we figured out that most people should know what the crow is, unlike every other news article we were talking about. So I was like, okay, we'll go with that one. But we got some interesting news. It's just the general masses might not be as enthused about the news.
Like star power.
Well, I mean, like, in defense, we blew our load like a week ago with all the cool shit coming out. Now it's kind of like a watch and wait for new shit.
Yeah, a lot of that stuff, like pre-Halloween stuff, has pretty much already been announced and getting ready to come out soon. It's like, maybe hit a dry spot as regards to...
We all hit a dry spot from time to time.
Yeah. There was supposed to be a Spawn announcement, but that didn't happen. Stupid fucking Todd McFarlane.
I'm okay with that, because I was talking to somebody and they thought they'd heard it was, like, supposedly found footage, and I was like, oh!
I saw that. Oh. I was like, well, hopefully that story pops up before the show so we can talk about it. Then Todd McFarlane was like, there's going to be news tomorrow, and then I don't see no news.
Bro, so there wasn't even, like, a cancellation. They just didn't.
He's just like, you know what? I can't be bothered to release the news story today.
Oh, that's not a good sign.
Get off my lawn.
Can't be bothered to release the news story today.
That's what he said. Todd McFarlane, he has toys to go make.
Hey, you know what? I am okay with that.
He's got good toys.
Cool shit out there.
Everybody ignore me for a moment and ignore this OBS screen on the...
That's cool. I thought my computer fucked up for a second.
No.
I'm happy it wasn't just me.
I'm trying to make a more efficient way of controlling the news.
I will say I hid my panic very well because I started fucking with my laptop. I'm like, what is that? Don't open.
I'm pretty sure the most efficient way to control the news is to control the companies that report the news and then tell them what it is they're supposed to be reporting.
Oh, I'm not even listening
or
to that.
Or not do the news. I don't know. I feel like that's an even tighter grip. Don't do it. Okay.
News articles. Now we do a little scan down here. And we go window capture, which is where this shit normally would show up.
I'm chasing a hair that I cannot find.
My main major of interest is the fact, do I need to add a link in for every news article, or should this cover it like a window capture? Because the window capture seems to take up a lot more power than just a general browser source, so I'm hoping. I just said a lot of words that none of you know what I'm on about. I'm doing a thing with the thing, and hopefully it makes life better.
Almost had a stroke live on here trying to comprehend.
There was like a lot of big words that just sounded like that was going to do some cool shit, so I'm on board.
I understood. I got it. I understood.
Hey. Giz gets one out of three. That's cool.
Giz gets a couple of refreshers.
Give yourself a treat. You're a good boy.
I don't piddle on the floor again.
He hasn't done that since the 90s.
I'm fucking throat out with my bare teeth.
Yep. I'm getting aggressive over here.
Okay. Now, if I click over to Gorecast.
My favorite thing is when Carter pours a drink, it sounds like he's taking a leak in the toilet.
Seeing after every time I hear it. Nobody wonders anymore, so Carter can do whatever he wants. Fuck it, it's his living room.
Yeah.
Giz is like, oh, fuck.
It's all over the living room.
Damn, you should drink a lot tonight.
Over here. I'm going to go over here.
Yep, drinking a lot tonight.
Carter's marking his territory.
True story. Once upon a time, I was at a house party. Now, this is back in the days when I did not drink. When else that I hung around with did. So, middle of the night, I wake up because I hear someone moving in the sitting room. The guy who owns the house has gotten up, is standing in front of the TV, which is on, and all of a sudden begins to piss on it. This is long before it isn't on, and I realize that guy is asleep, I think. To this day, I'm still not quite sure if he was awake or asleep. I just remember waking up, looking over, and going, dude, are you pissing on your TV? And it just, it was like, yeah, you are.
You know what? Your TV, not mine, you sure fucks.
That's exactly the thing. That conversation. That right there.
That was my TV. This would be a whole different conversation. I'm going back to sleep. Oh, it's sad how simple life can get sometimes. Just like, nope, not right. My circus. Fuck it.
So before we get, why won't you scroll? Before we get into the news, okay, let's have a look here. I wish I could get a Gorecast. We have that handled. November. Okay, we have that handled. Letty says she's never been to a con before. They look like mad fun. They are mad fun.
Just expensive and crowded.
Yeah.
Like I said, I'd like to go just to see the costumes and shit.
I've been to lots of gaming cons, but I haven't really...
Jared Padalecki is there this year. Oh, very nice.
Horror con, I never really went to any nerd...
I've never been to a specific horror one.
People? That's my personal assumption on people as well, Letty. I agree. There's a request for a new shirt that says, who are you going to call?
You can't fit.
Gizbusters.
Oh, dear.
We can work on that. I see Giz is a sperm ghost.
Ooh,
like, just take the Ghostbusters logo and make Giz's face in the ghost.
Yep. Sold.
Stop. This was a learning experience. Don't do it. Don't do it. Don't do it.
I was like, antiques.
And today, cat attacks.
The cat attacked. News attack.
Yeah.
Anyway, first news bit. Sven Gulli, who is a, for anyone who knows, he's a horror host that has like a horror channel. Is he also on Roku?
I don't know.
I actually think he's actually, he could be. I know he's actually on like actual TV, like there's actual channel in the States. Yeah. I don't know about. It's called MeTV.
That's it. Yeah. Isn't that similar to Roku? But...
No, it's an actual channel. Like, it's like a... Roku's like a streaming device. It's not an actual... Yeah. It's actually on...
Oh, this is a broadcasting television network.
Okay. Yeah. Right. Broadcasting television network. Okay. America's but he's on one of those.
One classic television.
And he is looking for new horror hosts. For his show.
Yes.
Isn't he? Buzz.
He's looking. He is.
I just kept talking, and I was like, "No one's jumping in here with the story here."
Well, you kept on, so I thought you were just kind of giving up. Anyway, as previously said, Sven Gulli's doing some things. He's looking for some people to host some shows. He's got a talent search for a planned expansion. I think he wants to do a cinematic. No, not really cinematic universe. He wants to do a group. Multiple hosts. So, this past weekend, he announced that, he is looking for expansion with nationwide talent search. It has been called the Spawn of Sven Gulli. And it looks like the plan is to find fans who can be woven into Sven Gulli's expanded character universe. He has been a horror host for over 40 years and the official host for MeTV for over 10 years. With fans tuning in here in 2022, with more fans tuning in here in 2022 than ever before. So it seems like he's getting extra popular this year for some reason. Somebody said, I always say he's the number one horror host you've never heard of. Donna DeLisandro, executive VP and head of content at Weagle Broadcasting, said in a statement. This person also said the show has grown 30% in 2 years, hitting about 1 million viewers every Saturday night. That, to me, was an unbelievable statistic. A lot of the coastal cities are learning who Sven Gulli is now, but we're still trying to get him out there. He is a huge asset, loved and beloved. He loved and beloved. Okay. She could not believe the amount of the audience he has. His following, I'd walk. Jesus Christ, these words are small.
Yeah, I actually flipped
small and many.
I actually flipped between the new setup for the window. And the other thing, I was like, are the words just blurry or something? I was like, maybe it's this thing doesn't pick up the text as well. And then I flipped over and I was like, wait, hang on. I'm a fucking idiot. 2 seconds.
Okay.
Let me fix it for people on the screen, maybe.
Yeah, well, all this middle stuff is bullshit. But so I'll get to the meat and potatoes of the article.
Well, clean out of a fucking Sven Gulli. All this stuff in the middle is fucking bullshit.
Well, I'm just talking about this lady who was just rambling on nonstop about her hard on for Sven Gulli. Before the spawn of Sven Gulli campaign kicks off on MeTV, Variety notes that in-person auditions will be first held at the upcoming New York Comic Con later this month. Patrick Bromley celebrating Sven Gulli here on BD, which would be bloody disgusting because I know how to word letters. A few years back, as far as being a monster kid is concerned, I can think of a few figures who have met more. I can't think of a few. No, I can't think. Ooh, and I'm not even drinking tonight. I don't know what the hell's wrong with me with the readings.
You're not drinking.
You shocked me with your reading so bad. I'm actually going to smoke a real cigarette. Like a genuine, not even a joint. No.
Says Sven Gulli is responsible for creating new monster kids week after week, year after year. For this reason alone, the show is a gift, Patrick continued, referring to the weekly MeTV series. So, all that blabbering that I just did for the last 5 minutes, I'll just give you a condensed version because I know it was kind of hard to follow.
Because you mostly half-read sentences, and most of those half-read sentences, the word made no sense. That was.
Yeah. So, Sven Gulli, looking for hosts. They're going to do in-person hosts at the New York Comic Con this coming month. Other than that, they're going to do more at another time. I'm sure you have to send in something. Doesn't say how to do that, but I'm sure if you look it up, you can figure it out. Sven Gulli out.
That ought to be interesting. Be done at a con.
That was me. That was my audition tape. Thanks, Giz.
Sven Gulli out with it.
Call me crazy. I feel like some sort of contact on how to apply is in the middle of the bit where you were like,
it's just hard on speed. That's important, right?
No.
No, you're right. It's just a news article about the fact he's looking for horror hosts.
Yeah. Okay, see.
There's no, besides the New York Comic Con thing.
That's weird.
No...
You think that they would let people know how to get into that?
I'm assuming they would want you to watch the program because they want, you know, audience.
Okay, he also has, Sven Gulli on Cryptid, his first hour-long primetime special, which is starting this Saturday. Oh, no, that's already happened.
Yeah, that's where that was announced, was on the special. So, if you got MeTV, you can just watch in the next couple weeks. Maybe they'll tell you. If you don't got MeTV, then I'm sure you have the internet. Just type in Sven Gulli search, and I'm sure it'll direct you somewhere.
Somewhere.
I mean... You'll find Sven Gulli. I don't know if you'll find something for, but I mean, something will be there. Maybe there's a SvenGulli.com or .net. Maybe .org. I don't know. Who knows?
.AOL. Don't know how far back he goes.
That's retro. He's been going since the 40s, or since he's for 40 years. Yeah, so
been going on since the Ten Commandments were written.
Hello, Tristan. Welcome in. How are you? Thanks, Dun Buns. Doing more practice coding, so I be lurking and G on audio mode tonight. That's fine, because most of the time, audio mode is all you need for this. Most of the time.
Yeah.
Sometimes there's visuals, but most of the time you don't want to see those visuals, so you're good at the audio.
The only real crucial audio or visual thing is when Buzz does a trailer most of the time.
And really, odd, it's just closer up to my face.
Yeah, well, you're acting. Well, I say acting. You're acting the gobshite.
I am a thespian. Yeah.
So, but
so many people just kind of like.
I said thespian.
Hey. Honest, you pronounce it.
Although technically, due to my interests, I could also be a lesbian.
It could be. You like those ladies. Anywho, Jen Gooley, go host the show.
More grenades, Roachie. I agree.
Yeah.
All right, Roach.
Hey, Roachie.
Next.
I want everybody to go record a Sven Gulli audition tape. Report back to us next week. Not you guys, the audience. I already know what you guys can do.
Aww.
You guys aren't getting
what can we do? I feel like you're going to tell us to jog on. I'm actually... Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Shit is... This is not going the way I expected that to go at all. Oh, fuck. Okay. Give me 1 minute. We're going to... I'm trying to resolve this that people can't see the text on the window thing. Everybody ignore Johnny. Ignore all of the... Oh, no. It's hard to ignore. Oh, my God. Okay. We can't do that.
You anyway. Just made it worse.
I made it worse. Everyone's watching it fuck up live. They're watching it fuck up live. Okay, if we put that there, and then...
Go eat spaghetti, and come back next week.
No. Okay, fuck.
I had spaghetti yesterday.
What are you even doing anymore? Why are you over here now? That makes no sense. What's going on, guys? What?
It's okay, we'll fix this in post.
Yep.
Whatever you say, Sid.
I'm going to have to somehow remind him of what a life does.
Spotify.
Johnny's
listeners.
Adjusting the screen.
Johnny is having a visual.
Yeah, the visual aspect visual of the show breakdown. That I said doesn't really matter.
Right.
Is now ruining the show for everybody who watches it visually. So at least you're just getting to hear a man have a panic attack.
Yeah. Roger says to get your shit together.
Layers.
They're on layers. That's where the problem is.
That's what I told Roger yesterday. Roger, get your shit together. And Johnny told you that because you weren't in the chat. I was there. It was funny. I was stream hopping yesterday.
Dude, I love stream. The constant tasering the other day or yesterday.
Oh, I got knocked unconscious a lot on my birthday. A lot.
Waking up, where's my gun? I don't know. It's around here somewhere.
Well, you see, in a very realistic manner, when you get tased while holding a gun in the game, surprisingly, the gun's not... Unsurprisingly, should I say, the gun's not in your hand when you wake up anymore. It's wherever you fell unconscious.
It makes
a lot of sense. An annoying amount of sense.
Take a step, get tased. Take a step, get tased.
Do you know what else
so
makes a lot of sense?
Of steps taken.
Do you know what else makes a lot of sense? Bite-sized Halloween preview. Hulu's new Halloween shorts with an official trailer.
Yep.
Which makes a lot of sense, because if you're going to preview something, that's how you do it, is with the trailer.
And the cool thing is, Bite Size Halloween is season 3.
You're lucky you kept your shoes. You're lucky you didn't take my shoes. you were this close to getting shot in the leg so many times last night. It's just like, I feel he'll be easier to manage if he can't run.
Run, rabbit, run!
There's a person with a broken leg that was hobbling around.
Me? Yeah. But you'll notice was one of the key components as to how he kept getting me initially at the start was due to the fact that I could not get away. I had a slow hobble, and that was the speed I went at.
Yep.
That was it.
All right, so in celebration of Halloween, 20th Digital Studios is doing another bite-sized Halloween. It's back for its third season, and it was officially announced a couple weeks back.
Oh.
A whopping 20 new shorts from exciting emerging filmmakers premieres October 1st on Hulu.
We'll be the judge of that.
All right. Blending genres of horror, comedy, sci-fi, thriller, and more.
Do you mind me asking? This isn't just me, right? Is all of the fonts and Bloody Disgusting gone super small?
Well, I'm sitting really close to my laptop, so they look normal.
I'm going to check this over here.
Let's see. Shot in 7
I know,
countries.
You can see it better now that I blew everything up. I had to blow everything up. Huge, though.
Like glaucoma vision.
Glaucoma? I better fucking try and work on
it. Yeah.
Glaucoma is fucking flaring up, lads.
This season takes on topical issues such as racism, gender, parenthood, sexuality, and identity. There's a lot of people attached. Let's see. Tatiana Maslany. She's from the She-Hulk Attorney at Law. She's going to be in one of these with her first time on screen with her husband, Brandon Hines, from Lock and Key. Let's see.
It's making random notes.
One show that's supposed to be very good and one show that definitely has a large green lady
this
in it.
Show. Yeah.
Right, I've heard a lot about Lock and Key. So.
Yeah, I've heard a lot about fucking She-Hulk as well.
Yeah, I was going to skip over
two
that.
Two very different degrees of things have I heard for both shows.
I've been watching She-Hulk. Oh, dear.
Yeah, I've heard a lot of people want to
I saw the twerking scene, and I was like...
And you know what? That wasn't even before... Like, that was before, in my opinion, it really started to kind of...
Formulate? Because you were just happy to see a big, butch, sexy lady spray-painted green doing a twerk?
No, before...
Twerk it, baby, twerk it.
There was a reason behind that, and it was kind of funny, but after that, it's kind of like... Where's the story? Where's any kind of story? There's seven episodes in, and still haven't got an actual story.
I love the way Roachie is. You can tell Roachie doesn't watch the show weekly anymore.
We
need to talk about the Deadpool teaser announcement. We did last week when the teaser came out. Peace out, bitches. Thanks.
Go watch last week's show, you son of a bitch.
We had our talks. We had our jokes. Sorry, you missed them.
She-Hulk can't fuck off. Yeah. She-Hulk can fuck right off.
But for anybody interested in the Hulu Halloween, 20th Digital Studios focuses on diversity and inclusion, continues as prestige filmmakers from the festival world are featured, including... Oh, why did I start that line?
There's big hard words for Carter.
Why are you the one mocking him of all people? You just failed.
Not like I'm tripping over tomorrow. Words. I'm tripping over like a person's name. New hash. New hash. That's just getting ugly. So I don't want to fuck up anybody's name. So they're like, they're trying to bring in a lot of cool directors and stuff and give them their startup. So
don't go home. Which is the goal of are you not watching from home?
I think that was the joke Cartman was trying to make.
All right.
Which is their goal is to get short film programs to continue to guide and finance the growth of these artists' careers and to transition some of the shorts into longer features, which as it turns out, the first two films developed in this way will premiere this month on Hulu. Grim Cuddy from John Williams Ross, October 10th. Monarch from Ben Steiner, October 21st.
We're all getting the glaucoma.
Apparently, dude.
I'm working on it. Don't worry. I'll be fine.
Pressure in our eyeballs. Oh, no.
But if you're interested, there is a season 3 trailer for Bite Size Hulu-ween, and you can check that out at some point.
Are we interested?
I'm sure. Down. What?
Is it on here?
It's on the page, yeah.
Now, here's the thing. I don't know. Does this... Oh, it does. Okay. The one bonus is, of the way I have things set up, is I don't have to have the web page open there. It actually opens it directly in OBS, and I can control it in OBS. I don't have to be doing it all through... I need to window capture for you lads, presumably.
I can watch it on screen if you want.
Yeah, I can see it here.
You can see it here?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. A second or two behind what's actually playing, but yeah.
Okay, cool. We'll do that, so.
Excuse me.
Oh, we're going to turn you down a little bit.
Buzz is like, nah, I don't care.
Okay, we're chilly. Oh, okay.
Is it here?
Hello.
Swear to the gods, but I thought that was Ezra Miller for a second. We found him.
Ooh, that looks naughty. Oh, fishing for a can.
Oh, that did not look right.
Oh, accident. This is a State Farm commercial.
Are there a lot of accidents in State Farm commercials?
Yeah, yes. That's like their whole selling point. If you wreck it, we'll cover you.
Okay. Yeah, Jake from State Farm.
I only hear about them on AEW sometimes, so I know they're a good neighbor.
They are a good neighbor, yes. That too. That's if they're looking out for your house. If they're looking out for your car, we got you covered.
Well, I will say that definitely looks intriguing anyways. Tickled my pickle.
I feel like they took 2 seconds out of 20 different shorts and like...
Yes.
I don't know.
Yes, I know. I know what you're trying to say, but...
Good, because
I would say that's because they probably took 20 seconds out of 20 different shorts and put them into a trailer. Yeah.
I mean, at that point, like, but anything could
they
look
don't.
Good,
the problem with a short is you can't reveal too much of a short in a trailer because it's a short. So that's how you handle it. I would say, though, that all of the monsters look quite cool. All of the footage looked very well shot.
I was horrified when I saw that woman smoking in the forest, so that's a highlight of that short. Fucking scary.
This is no bueno for Carter.
I don't know. I'm still going to
Women smoking in the woods freaks you out?
Dude, being in the woods freaks me out. Anything else after that is just like added on. Standing in the woods.
Do you know
being in the woods freaks you out?
Why the... Dude, we are civilized fucking human beings. Why do we need to go back to the forest? What the fuck, dude?
No, okay.
Would you say civilized?
Let's listen to
Carter. Also, let's never forget that the whole idea of civilization is to do barbaric things and get away with it as long as you are in a position of power.
And piss inside. I see no fucking... Like, why? I mean, I'm sorry. There's four people right here that watch nothing but fucking horror films. How many good things have ever happened in the woods? Pots of gold and people just go home.
He's an Irish from Ireland. That's
home.
Like a relatively regular thing.
You know what I'm saying. Bad shit happens.
I really don't. Like, regularly, if you go into any woods in Ireland, there's usually a rainbow, there's usually a leprechaun, and there's most certainly a pot of gold.
I'm just saying, bad shit happens.
Not in America.
Not in America, no. Because, oddly enough, America is not widely known for having leprechauns.
I mean, here, you got people, like, in the hills that eat people, forest, bad shit happens.
Funny
Maybe
story,
it's just
the
here,
people
I don't
that,
know.
The Hills Have Eyes is actually based off of an English family. In England. Actually, technically on the surrounding outskirts of Scotland, bordering England.
See? Yep. Once you leave civilized spots, bad shit happens. It's just...
Or
no.
Stay around the weird woods on the outskirts of Scotland. Would be the...
Yeah, because that's fucking safe.
Any Scottish person will tell you that. Or Glasgow. Well, don't go there.
So, you guys didn't have the Blair Witch Project. That was in the woods. I mean, nothing happened... Really, because say anything. But
no,
I mean,
loads of stuff happened, just not as portrayed. What actually happened was two dudes got rid of the girl that they fucking hated and murdered her in the woods. That's literally what happened.
Had she not gone to the woods, right there, she just would have been some.
Oh, no. It wasn't the woods that killed her. The two gentlemen she came with murdered that woman.
Right.
That's it, the story of the Blair Witch Project.
Exactly. Had she not gone to the woods.
Then they would have kissed.
She would not have been okay.
But that's like... Hang on. Hang on, right? Think of all of the action movies where some guy just goes in to get a box of cigarettes and there's a fucking hold-up going on and he gets his face blown off. Does that mean you shouldn't go to the convenience store?
In a city.
That doesn't really... Like, I had lived in, like, the butthole of the country.
Like, it wasn't... The woods had nothing to do with what happened to her. It was two men specifically brought that woman to the woods, made her think there was a witch, and then murdered her.
Right, and she's like, oh my god, we're gonna go to the woods and find a witch? I'm on board. I've been like, no. Can we find a witch in the city? I don't know. Cell phone service?
Bring her in there, the kid are there. City, civilized.
Cool, then that would have been a whole different fucking movie. Either way, bad shit happens when you go to the woods.
It would have been a different movie because they would have been arrested by fucking lunchtime. The crucial part of them getting away with the murder was the fact that it all happened in the woods and they were able to just Kaiser-Schulz-Check the fuck out of there.
Her dumb ass went to the woods, and then bad shit happened. Like, that just reinforces everything.
No way.
Snot over her camel.
Oh, God,
definitely had way more worse shit happen to me in the city than I have had in the woods.
Don't forget about Deliverance. Burt Reynolds will fuck you in the ass.
Thank you.
It's Burt Reynolds. That's fine.
Burt
Reynolds.
Wait.
It's Burt Reynolds. Yeah, it's Burt Reynolds. That's Deliverance. Fine.
Down.
If anyone was going to fuck me in the ass, I'd hope it was Burt Reynolds, to be honest.
I'm just saying.
At least you're going to have a love-filled, entertaining time.
Until he hunts
make
you down.
Squeal like a pig. Yeah.
I'm really good with voices and sound effects, as we've all established. I'd actually confuse the man. He'd be like, squeal like a pig, boy. I'm like, what sort of pig are you looking for? Are we looking for like a porky pig? You want to be like, bap, 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 that's all, folks. Is that what you want me to do? Or are you looking for like just a normal little piggy? Are you looking for one of those new domesticated little house pigs that people have? Because they have a different squeal. Hey, seeing as we're just out in the woods, is it more of a wild boar pig? I know technically the boars and pigs aren't in the exact same genealogy, but they're close enough that I think it's applicable where we're at.
And then he turns around and goes, shut up and take it, babe.
Take my pants off. Okay, I'll take them off, but I'm not doing this pig thing until we get clarification what way we're going to do this.
Listen to the words that I used. Shut up and take it, babe.
Oh, so just talk?
Yeah, babe was a talking pig, so...
You want me to be a dog and pig?
It was a joke. Jesus Christ, if I have to explain this one.
I'm just saying, babe was a talking pig.
I won't lie to you. When you said, take it, babe, I'd already, in my head... In the storyline that's going on here, I'd already established that he is, even in a rapey scenario, Burt Reynolds would be a kind and gentle lover, so I just assumed this is just Burt Reynolds sweet talking to me, to be honest.
Do you like a pig? That'll do, baby, that'll do.
Oh, no.
Welcome to Gorecast. We're going to take you places, whether or not you want to go there.
I feel like changing the title of the episode to "Is Burt Reynolds a kind and gentle lover?"
Okay, last week was more Deadpool and more Ring.
See, you saw the trailer, right? I think that was a fair question to ask.
Yeah. No, that's fair. I'm just saying, go for it. I mean, it's better than whatever. This is a bad news week, guys. Oh. So. Any title that can spice up this episode is... I'm crying. Oh, Burt Reynolds. I will never look at Burt Reynolds the same ever again.
I've ruined many people for many other people over the years.
I am curious and terrified as to what Letty wants us to just do.
Change the show title to "Is Burt Reynolds a Kind and Gentle Lover?"
Oh, I feel that would be a terrible idea.
Oh, no. I feel... We're going to hell already. Might as well.
Oh, I checked into that book long ago.
What would going to hell have to do with changing the title of the...
I'll tell you what it could have to do with changing the title of. It could have to do with changing the title of Ancient Evil as it's unleashed by two witches.
Ooh. That sounds like me.
It is.
Yeah, that sounds like me. Giz is an ancient evil.
We have established this.
Anyway. Yes, let me see now. As the days get short...
Sorry, here's the thing, Letty. Russell Brand literally got taken off one of his videos, taken off YouTube 2 days ago, just for getting some information in the video wrong. We're walking a very tight rope for about 5 years. now that we're starting to do specific titling, I...
Call me crazy. I think that, well, you know, fuck it. Who cares? Let's go.
What?
It went from that.
Letty. I know, but I like to dance close to the fire.
Yeah, well, we just got burned.
Is anyone else supposed to buy that?
Nope.
Oh, I nearly felt a genital. Okay. That's
that would have been a whole different title. All right.
Here you go, refresh your page there, Letty.
Oh, I'm afraid to do this. Don't, because you'll mess up what you have planned. Well, should I start talking about the actual news bit? Or
might be a good idea.
Yeah, okay.
Okay,
watch us have 500 people watching the show before the end of the episode.
So what is the question? What is the answer?
I would assume so. He's got the mustache of a gentle and kind lover. God damn.
Him and Tom Selleck just like right there.
Have you ever seen Cannonball Run? Mm-hmm. He's a fantastic person.
Smokey the Bandit.
Oh yeah.
And the Bandit. That's where I was going. 76.
I won't lie to you, if we get cancelled, Letty, it's probably an accumulation of things. This is probably just the opening to the door.
Finally!
How,
that one last
one. On top.
Yeah. Anyway, yeah, so as days get shorter and the veil between the realms of the living and the dead gets thinner and thinner, the world gets just a little bit more witchy. If you're a lover of the occult, then you're definitely going to want to check out Two Witches, the feature film from writer-director Perry Sigardidis.
That doesn't sound like coolly.
I hope I got your name right. The synopsis is, expectant young mother Sarah is convinced she has been given the evil eye from a mysterious blank-eyed old hag while she is dining with her bullish and insensitive partner Simon. When the couple goes to visit his new agey friends Dustin and Melissa, dark forces are unleashed after an ill-advised attempt at consulting a Ouija board to allay her fears. Meanwhile, tensions grow between grad school student Rachel and her new roommate Masha after a violent incident involving a man that a strange and impulsive young woman has brought home. Right. Okay, that's vague. So,
there's the end of it.
Well, there's a trailer, but that's the end of the synopsis. Hang on. Two Witches had its world premiere at the Salem Horror Film Festival in 2021. It screened at festivals such as Grindfest and Stiges. It stars Rebecca Kennedy, Christina Klebb, Bella Adams.
I scrolled on this page.
Tim Fox. Yeah.
Kennedy. Sorry.
I do miss that intro. That was kind of fun when he did that.
We'll leave the trailer.
Is it not letting you get down to it?
Yes. I was just going to move on and not bring attention to it, but yeah, okay.
Okay, then.
Yeah, it won't let me scroll in this thing. Let me go to the next news bit. Let me try something and see if it's just a web page thing or is
this all about the crow.
Awkward silence.
But it was also Giz has been like, is that it for the fucking end of the article? And I was like, I'm now not really interested in seeing this fucking trailer. Is that fucking it?
Shit.
Yeah, it was just something to do with that news article.
Okay, fair enough.
There we go. Anyway, new up, Bill Skarsgård, there was some talks of a crow movie. And then that crow movie got told to have been greenlit, and it was going to have Jason Momoa. And then the Jason Momoa thing didn't pan out. And because a lot of people, I personally thought he was a little too buff to be Eric Draven. He's got the hair, he's got the good looks, he's definitely got the action movie potential. But he looks like he could lift a building above his head and throw it across the city. And?
And? Jason Momoa, dude. And?
He's too big to be Eric Draven. Do you know who isn't too big to be Eric Draven? Bill Skarsgård. So, the Crow reboot. Anyway, the major point of the story is that the movie would appear to not be a movie anymore. It appears to be coming out as a series. Which has me so worried. Because as we all know, every time they've ever done a Crow series before, it's gone swimmingly.
Didn't they only do the one?
They did.
Yeah. And I mean,
to heaven.
They did. And would you?
I try to say I'm a fan of it, but it did get really, really fucking weird.
Yeah. 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 Emotional damage.
Exactly.
Anyway, with all the tragedies surrounding the original Crow movie and Brandon Lee's tragic onset death, a nearly 3-decade hiatus on developing a remake seems respectful. Well, good news, it's finally done according to Bloody Disgusting. They take their info from the Prague Reporter, which broke the news on September 16th. During a lengthy 10-week shoot, the Crow shot across numerous locations in the Old Town and New Town neighborhoods of the Czech capital. One of the major set pieces for the Crow was shot in Prague's Rudolfinum Concert Hall. Well, it's Rudolfinum. Yeah, okay. Concert Hall, and involved the participation of hundreds of extras in formal attire. The article goes on to say that the production with the alias Yellow Flower was not registered as a feature film.
According to the documentation filed with the city, The Crow was registered as a TV production with a total of 6 episodes shot on Prague locations. This information has not been confirmed by those involved with the production, and previous reports have identified the project as a feature film. Bill Skarsgård has taken the lead in this comic book inspired adaptation. So this is no news, basically. Is that what I'm hearing? Like...
In light of actual fact, the news will support rumor.
Right. Well, I've started, so I'll finish. Bill Skarsgård is taking the lead in the comic book inspired adaptation. The 32-year-old is becoming one of horror's greatest assets. He won praise as Pennywise the Clown in both It movies and is currently starring in the critical hit Barbarian, now in theatres. What a weird word for me to get stuck on, theatres. Everything else was fine. His next movies, Boy Kills World and John Wick 4, are in post-production. There are no release details on The Crow, but we can guess it should be available sometime in 2023. In any case, we will keep you posted. So literally no news.
I don't know how we can trust you when you say it's a series, but then no one says it's a series. So you are not a reputable source. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Good day, sir.
They were unaware of how the movie industry worked, where it was like, I guarantee you it's just some weird loophole that it's like, you know, we get taxed on a lower bracket if we go in as a TV production instead of a movie.
Yeah.
Do you think they filmed the TV show, then they're going to walk out with a cheaper movie?
Presumably, something of that nature is going on. That's the end of that.
Tristan comes back. So I'm watching a practice tutorial, and all I hear at the end of the video from your window is emotional damage.
Yeah, that's what all these news bits are.
That's what all the news bits are giving us today. Now, did I see a video? Was there a trailer? Is there a trailer? What is this?
They don't know what it is.
Right.
What is this?
They don't know when it is.
What are you? VR? I have no interest in you. Technically, that's a lie. I'm actually very interested. Not right now. You're not applicable to the thing that I'm doing. Okay.
There's a Crow thing that may be coming out. Might be a show. Might be a movie.
There is a Crow thing that's definitely coming out. I won't lie to you. There's a good possibility. It probably still is a movie.
Okay. That kind of sounds like my trick or treat article. Hey, let's sidebar over here about this instead. Really?
My favorite part of the thing. Our information says that it's going to be a series, although nobody's confirmed this, so we don't know. Well, why fucking make a post?
Mystery Science Theater 3000 is going all out with a 3D Halloween special. I'm going for a toilet break. Buzz, take it away.
Woohoo! Mystery Science Theater 3000 and a not-too-distant future somewhere in time and space. Mystery Science Theater 3000 is still around. I don't know if you guys know. If you're familiar with the program.
Fun little program.
Long-running program. Oh, great program. Probably, if Mystery Science Theater 3000 wasn't a thing, my humor sense may be different, because that was like... When I started watching Mystery Science Theater 3000 in like my early to mid teens, like that's where my like sense of humor really started to form. The sarcastic smartass humor was from Mystery Science Theater 2000.
See, now I watched the old one. I never checked out the reboot that they or the.
They've rebooted it a few times. So for people unaware. The series originally started, I think, in like 1989, like late 80s, early 90s. And pretty much what it was is about a dude and two robots who was shot into space and watching terrible, terrible movies and making fun of them. It ran for about 4 or 5 years in its first run. It was picked up by Sci-Fi Channel in 1997 and then ran for another 2 or 3 years and then disappeared. Was picked right back up by Netflix.
That's the one that I haven't seen, the Netflix one.
And now it is over on another place, which is a streaming app that is specifically for MST3K called the Gizmoplex.
Sorry, what? Yes.
Gizmoplex. Gremlins.
The name of the streaming service.
That sounds, honestly, like something I should be doing as a wrestling move.
The Gizmoplex, the reason why it has that name is because that it was the name of the company who shot the original Gentleman Up in Space. It was Gizmonics Institute was the name of the company, so they just made it the Gizmoplex. So I got to take away that.
Joseph says he's not liking the new voices of the robots.
Yeah, they have been changing them up. I don't know why. It seems like every time they relaunch it, they have somebody different do it. I don't know if it's just because it's a different crew. But yeah, I honestly haven't watched. I watched some of the Netflix, couple episodes from the Netflix. I wasn't a big fan of it because it wasn't the same people from the original show. What's that?
Is the human not the same?
None of them were the same. The human, the robots, like the crew that did the last the sci-fi series seasons before they like shut it down for a decade or so. I can't remember. I think it was 99, 2000 when it stopped, and it just picked back up like 3 or 4 years ago. So it was gone for a good chunk of time. They went on to do Riff Tracks. I don't know if you're familiar with Riff Tracks. Mm. Where they do the same thing, but more newer films, where they just do an audio commentary, and then you can watch it, like, sync it up to the movie. So, like, you can watch the new, say it's a newer movie, they'll do, like, an audio commentary like they would with Mystery Science 3000, and you can, like, pair them together. You can watch the movie and then hear their commentary on a separate way to watch it. Oh, I'm getting really into this. But yeah, so the article, Mystery Science 3000 is back, y'all, for a huge 3D Halloween special that brings back Jonah and the Satellite of Love crew. The guys will be screening 1961's The Mask 3D and holding a special costume contest where fans are invited to send in their Halloween costumes. If you're interested in submitting your costume, you have until October 16th. You can submit those costume photos right here. And if you're on the article, you can click on the little thing that says right here, and you can do that. The description says, join Jonah and the bots for the premiere The Mask 3D, a 1961 horror film about a cursed skull mask. And the first time the crew of Saturday Night Live will subject to a 3D movie. So it's the first time they've ever done a 3D film. Filmed in iconic analog,
Proper like glasses. Wear the red and green glasses from the.
The episode will be viewable with any pair of red and blue 3D glasses. A non-3D version of the episode will be available also. So if you don't want to hurt your eyeballs, there you go. It says, in order to watch the Halloween special, you need to tune into the Gizmoplex. It is available through iOS, Android, Roku, Amazon Fire TV, and more. And the
Roku, that's where we have a show.
October 28th.
Yeah.
I know. We're almost with the Mystery Science Theater people. We're like neighbors. Yeah. If you want to watch that in, like I said, October 28th, and you watch the 3D special, and I probably won't watch it, but I mean.
I just don't have 3D glasses. That's so like I'm not going to be able to enjoy it as much.
You can. I'm sure you can order 3D glasses.
Or watch the non-3D version.
Where's the fun of that, Giz?
What's the name of the movie? I agree with you, by the way, Carter. Where is the fun of that?
The Mask?
It's The Mask 3D. Came out in 1961. But yeah, like I was telling again, everybody when you went for your pee-pee break.
I went pee-pee.
Congratulations.
Thank you. Good one.
Big fan of Mystery Science 3000, but just didn't really get into the new version
What the other mask was based off of?
A psychiatrist enters a dream world of horror when he experiments with an ancient Aztec mask sent to him by a patient.
Okay, no. Being the answer.
That would be a big
and a big and no. A big and no.
But yeah, so it should be fun if you're a fan of that the series, a show, if you watch it. I agree with Joseph. Joel and Mike were the best hosts, but they, like I said, those were the older original hosts. Now it's, I don't, they keep getting new people, and I'm just like, yeah. The new stuff sounds too forced for me. Like, I watched a couple episodes, I'm like, not as funny. I don't think they have the same timing as the original crew.
The original crew had an actual kind of chemistry before them. It's very...
Yeah.
It virtually seems scripted. Now.
It was, yeah. Yeah.
That's I'm sure it was all scripted to a certain degree, but it, now it seems very like... The only thing down, we wrote all our notes down, and we put the notes into a script, and now we're just going to do the notes from the script as we watch the movie.
The Netflix one had Charlie from Supernatural, so I was kind of interested in seeing it, but then I never got around to it.
Don't.
Oh, okay.
I don't even think it's on there
anymore.
Netflix
rebooted Mystery Science Theater?
Yeah.
Do not.
Yeah, I guess I watched just out of curiosity because of.
Patton Oswalt used to be in it, didn't he?
I think he still might be.
He's great.
Yeah, a lot. I'd say almost. I think Joel Hodgson, which was the guy who originally started the show back in the late 80s, I think is on like the writing staff or something. Like, he's involved, but he's not a actual character anymore like he used to be. I think it's lost a lot of its luster, and so I'm really talking it up. So, I mean,
alrighty, just... video game news from Mike Wilson. Dark adventure game Eden Gate: The Edge of Life arriving for PC and consoles next month, plus a trailer which we will take a look at. Those who were able to attend the Tokyo Game Show a few weeks back were able to catch the announcement of indie developer Hook's dark narrative adventure game Eden Gate: The Edge of Life. In fact, the game is set to be released for PC via Steam, PlayStation 4, and Xbox One on October 25th. No mention of PS5, which is interesting. according to the developers, the concept and development of Eden Gate came out during the most difficult months of the pandemic, and that the game is a representation of the fear, isolation, and uncertainty of the future that the team felt during this time. The aim was to convey these emotions through Eden Gate's gameplay and narrative. Eden Gate, The Edge of Life tells the story of Mia, a young and promising biologist who awakens in an abandoned hospital with no memory of how she got there. With no signs of life around her, Mia tries to piece together the events that brought her to the hospital and unravel the mystery of the city of Eden Gate, which is now mysteriously desolate. Eden Gate's gameplay is a fusion of exploration, investigation, puzzle solving, and meaningful decision making that will leave players on an emotional journey and unveil the events leading to Mia's awakening. Thanks to Dread XP for the heads up. And we have a trailer if people would like to. Would people like to take a look at the trailer?
Yeah.
And you guys are okay just watching it?
Yeah.
So Kagi says another let's try to hook into the canceled Silent Hill game, like that famous Abandon that has a fitting title to its state since last year.
Hickage, I love you, but I haven't seen a single video game news article come out since you have joined where you haven't been like, this is going to shock. This is going to suck fucking nuts.
He's like, so it's indeed a Silent Hills copy-paste.
Well, I guess you'll have to get the game to find out. I mean, if you say everybody wakes up in an abandoned something in an isolated town is a Silent Hill ripoff, then we're going to need to... we're going to have a conversation about some movies that Silent Hill probably ripped off. Because the notion of someone waking up somewhere they weren't originally and being haunted as fuck is not new in the world of storytelling and or cinema.
He's like I would be up for good news, but lately it's rough on the horror side.
Play, what's that game Roshi told me to get? Play Metal Hellsinger. It's great.
Oh, I think Charlie was talking about that one.
Yeah, it's basically if they took Guitar Hero and Doom and smashed them together.
I was supposed to play music for that on the show. Frack! Ooh, I'm doing a show tomorrow.
It's fucking great. It's really cool. You have to... You don't have to fight to the beat of the music, but you're...
Encouraged to?
Well, you do way more damage when you're on the beat of the music.
That's cool. That's cool. I like that.
And it's very nice when you hear this big from the guitar just as you fire a fireball out of your fucking sword and drill some guns in your face. It's great. It's very cool. Very cool. Anyway. onto the game that we are talking about now, which may also be cool. I don't know. We'll find out. Right, take back what I said. Hickage probably going to suck. Okay, moving on.
That was all right.
That was definitely a girl in some sort of water, not knowing what happened.
But I mean, like in defense, though, like it's a horror video game. There's, I don't know, like abandoned streets and shit like that just seems to kind of be in every game.
But we didn't really get that here, did we? We got a girl floating in some water and then standing at the entrance of a city.
Right.
How did this happen?
I was kind of hoping for a little bit more.
I was hoping for a little bit more.
Right. Like, well, all right.
Like, because the still image here led me to believe I was going to get to...
Must have been lied to. You think that damn game lied to us.
Joseph's Cthulhu will pop up as an enemy like usual.
Yeah, I was going to say, if Cthulhu shows up, I'm actually going to be pissed. I'm starting to guess he's becoming like the fucking...
Fallback.
Huh?
Fallback. What can we go up with? Cthulhu. Everyone loves Cthulhu.
Oh, is that really like becoming that popular in games now?
For quite some time.
Oh, wow.
Well, you know, inspired by the classics Lovecraft, which is awesome. It's cool. It's just, you know... Yeah,
it's just when every game is like, inspired by Lovecraft, and it's just like, okay, so it's monsters with tentacles, and that's basically where the Lovecraft inspiration finishes up. Is that what I'm getting?
Apparently, I'm echoing a little bit.
Yeah. For future reference, people, if you want to hear the audio from the video, there's going to be an echo for a couple of seconds after we finish, because I have to double up audio so you can hear what's coming through my headphones.
The overused cryptoid. That's awesome.
Yes.
I don't know why I love
I could have everybody's audio sick. Come through my headphones separately, or come through my headphones and it all just be on the one channel, but then I can't audio mix the lads depending on whose mics are louder.
And he also can't put us on timeout at that point, probably.
Hentai isn't Lovecraft inspired. Do you say that?
You
say that, but I think you'll find that it probably is. They were just like, what if hentai is what if Lovecraft wrote comics and did porn?
Right.
Let's be clear. That's just
the simplest form, dude. I mean, come on.
That's just a certain genre of it.
Hentai?
Yes.
It's mostly known for tentacle fucking, though, let's be fair.
Yeah. Yes. Dude, come on. You can't argue that. Seriously.
Like, close your eyes as a connoisseur of the. The underworld
there's hentai,
of cinema.
And then there's anime. Yeah.
Close your eyes.
Everything kind of gets swept.
You close your
lab.
Eyes, and I'm going to say the word hentai, and you tell me what's the first image that pops into your head.
Oh, no. No, I'm not. Not on camera.
See? Because all your shit gets swept
it's not
to the left.
But it's not on camera.
Moving on.
Emotional. Ooh. Damaged.
Not really sure I want to know where that goes.
I nearly feel like muting him.
Don't ask me questions you really don't want the answer to.
I didn't think it was going to be that answer. I just...
What?
You didn't think it was going to be that. Carter, you are silly.
You're a silly goose.
We were arguing. I thought it was going to be a little bit more over here.
You're a silly goose.
Hard over there. It was like, oh, okay.
No, it's something hard.
You took the words right out of my mouth.
I'd just like to state once again, I am not the instigator of any of this.
I asked back
to defuse the situation.
Anyway, Dead Maul, peek inside the pages of Adam Cesare's comic, cosmic horror story from Dark Horse Comics.
Dark Horse, yay!
Great Katy Perry song.
Katy Perry what?
Dark Horse. Great Katy Perry song.
It's a damn good song, dude.
Okay, anyway.
I'm lying. Although the guy from 10 Seconds Songs.
Oh, I'm lying too. Yeah. Good joke. Yep.
Anyway. Headed our way this Halloween season is Adam Cesar, David Stoll, and Justin Birch's new horror comic, Dead Mall, which will be available October 26th from Dark Horse Comics. In Dead Mall, the Penn Mills Galleria is about to be demolished. Five teens sneak into the mall to take a last look around before it's gone. However, while Penn Mills has been closed for years, the mall is far from abandoned. A night of exploration becomes a shopping spree from hell. Teens must contend with the sprawling, transformative cosmic horror of Penn Mills, or be trapped forever within the Dead Mall. The comics writer, Adam Cesar, is a critically acclaimed horror author and is a leading voice in the emerging genre of contemporary YA horror. Oh, young adult horror. There we go. He's John Hughes meets John Carpenter. His empathy-driven, dark humor-saturated novels occupy a similar space as the much-lauded horror novelist Stephen Graham Jones, who has provided blurbs for Adam's novels.
Blurb.
Adam's... Yes, the blurbs.
Blurb.
Adam's recent release and biggest seller to date, Clown in a Cornfield, earned a 2020 Bram Stoker Award nomination, multiple starred reviews, and has been optioned for movie rights. Dead Mall features art by David Stoll and lettering by Justin Birch. And there is some screenshots of pages below, which does look cool. Well, one screenshot of one page below. Yeah.
No, there's a couple of pages worth of screenshots. Keep scrolling.
Oh, sorry. Thought it ended with the ads. Yes, there are a couple of pages. Ooh, nice art.
I don't like how simplistic comic book art has gotten. I know that's still like a really nice piece of art, but it's like...
Dude, I'm with you though.
The love for detailed artwork in comic books seems to have faded over the years.
Yeah.
It depends on what you're reading and it depends on the art style.
I know it depends on what you're reading and on the art style, but I'm talking like on if you were to paint on a wider brush in the current day.
Yeah.
But there are just as many like lavishly illustrated comics as there are simpler style as you were saying.
I feel the simpler style is now becoming more prevalent.
Like I'm with Johnny on that. Like as I go through comics now, getting back into it, I'm starting to see a lot more of a simplest drawing style.
But this is Dark Horse, and this is a type that I've seen, like this art style, I've seen in various different Dark Horse stuff going through the decades, Alien and Predator comics alike. And no, it's not. If it was anyone else, I'd be more inclined to go, maybe you have a point, but with Dark Horse, this is a style that they have been using throughout, depending on what the story is and depending on who the artist is.
No, and that's Dark Horse, but that's what he's saying, though. It seems like so many other artists are now using that same style.
Joseph said...
So he's not knocking Dark Horse, he's just knocking the overall, like, everybody seems to be doing that style now.
Joseph said they... let's catch up on the chats for a minute. Right, so... is it... It is, if you're brave enough, I don't know, the first word starting with a Y and ends with... No. Okay, Joseph said there's a YouTube show about dead malls. Link in the chat if you can find it, Joseph, I'd be interested. The proper people and Dan Bell do exploration of dead malls and old buildings. Very cool. I'd like to add that this is conveniently this. I don't know what that is in relation to exactly, Hickage. Joseph said yes. Like talk about not being spied upon with your mic after they talked about hentai. Oh yeah, the hentai advert in between everything. Yeah, I clocked that as it was going through as well. They don't make art comics like Dread America. Nope. They do not.
Right, so Keggs was talking about the ads. My bad.
We established that. Right. We're unseasonably on time today. We haven't sidetracked at all, as being the major reason.
Yeah, we did.
When?
Such a short, like, compared to...
Would you call that a sidetrack?
Sidetrack. I mean, I felt like it was a learning experience. But
it was more of an adjacent conversation, if anything, I would
right.
say.
Right.
We went on a Burt Reynolds journey.
There was the Burt Reynolds journey. That was
Carter.
That was brief, though.
Not to go into the woods. Then we Burt Reynolds.
That was more like a Burt Reynolds bit, to be blatantly honest. That like worked out like an actual yeah. bit. Do you know what I mean?
Right.
Like it even it's had a start, middle, and end to it. You know.
It's just the news bits are shit this week, so we had to kind of
shit
fill.
Bits. That's what we'll start calling it. It's weird coming in, man. I'm finding it so odd coming into October.
When I went looking for bits yesterday, I'm like, ooh.
Like normally. Normally it's busy.
But again, though, like all of our shit was like blown up towards the end of September, and now everything's like waiting to be watched in October.
No, but normally there's still stuff. Like, I mean, we're only the first week in October, you know? I just find it weird.
Yeah.
Like, normally kind of the.
Hollywood.
The last week,
together.
If not 2 weeks of September, and most of October usually wasn't an issue for getting Halloween stuff done. If the news bits keep being shit, I think we'll start doing, we'll figure out some Halloween themed something to do on Tuesdays, to fill in the stopgap. Or we'll just stop doing news, because if they're not doing horror news during
day,
fucking
so.
Halloween, I don't know when the fuck they're gonna do it. But, anyway, speaking of horror news, here's a movie that was out years ago now, and they're doing a sequel. Trick or Treat sequel is a very very active development, according to Michael Dougherty.
Okay, so I'm just going to warn everybody right now, the header is the fucking story. Like, that's really all there is to it. So now we're going to talk about how it's in a very active development. And then we're going to go into, oh, hey, remember the first film? It's coming back to theaters. Excuse me.
Well, actually, it never officially got official theatrical release.
Okay.
First run. So it's actually kind of... bit, I guess.
Kurt views the news.
No, I just like, I try to pre-screen so I don't like go in blind. And I was like, wow, that article went nowhere. Where? Nowhere. So, all right, but because of Giz.
Hey, sorry, where did it go?
Nowhere.
Okay, gotcha. Okay.
Right. So we've been waiting many years for a sequel. No, we have not. To Michael Daughtry's Halloween horror anthology, Trick or Treat.
I like Trick
which
or
has
Treat.
Only become... I love Trick or Treat.
I can't say I've been waiting for a fucking sequel. Yeah,
right.
True. Yeah.
No.
Okay, that's fair.
I love the first one. And then I was like, one and done, bro. Leave it the fuck alone. So, unfortunately, he did not get all of my emails, apparently. So, let's see. It's become more and more popular as the years have gone on.
You were spelling.
It looks like we're getting closer, huh?
You were spelling his name wrong, I bet. Happens to me.
Okay, you're not. No, no, you know what? That may have been the fucking case, because, like, how do you send out 100
there's
emails?
There's some dude in Boston just like, I don't know who the fuck this guy is, but
right.
I'm getting really pissed off.
Like, 100 emails, you couldn't send one back note. I'm not who you think I am, bro. Like, at least let me know that shit's going dead.
Whatever you
water.
Say, Michael Dougherty, I know.
If you
Daughtry! Daughtry, you fuck! Yeah, whatever, Michael Dougherty.
If you're sending that much stuff, there's no way you're going to believe I'm not who you think I am. Right.
Yeah. Whatever you
no,
say.
No, I haven't gotten
Michael.
One. At least one, I might have been like, oh, did I? I need to read
it's either that
telling.
Or he did come while he's making this movie.
I mean, the
of
problem
spite.
Is, character sends
oh,
like,
that bastard.
It, so imagine if that would be great if it was that as a.
It's gonna pop up.
You know, I haven't really done much since Trick or Treat, and it's been nice taking a break after having. You know, so few directors have a really successful movie and then just call it at that. You know, and it's a good time. What did that fuck say? Don't make it Trick or Treat 2. Fuck that guy. Okay, we're making it. Get him. Ring the fucking pumpkin kid. We're getting him back. You know that. You know there isn't actually a pumpkin kid. You know that was just an actor.
I said,
ring the pumpkin kid and get him back.
He's taller. Okie
dokie.
At the end of the credits, thank you, Carter. You motherfucker. Yeah. Oh, you, it's on. All right.
It's going to be all over the box art. This film's dedicated to Michael
Carter fucking walks out of the cinema, flips the cinema over, and just goes, that's it. Fuck you, movie, and your fucking goddamn fucking...
Oh, Carter's not been the same since Trick or Treat 2 came out.
I visit Carter once a week at the hospital now.
How's he getting on? He's just... toe kicking a fucking wall every time I walk in. He's just fuck, fuck, fuck,
fuck. Trick or treat, you motherfucker! All right, yeah. No, so...
Jason.
Let's see. It's become more and more popular over the years, and it looks like we're getting closer to that finally happening. During a Beyond Fest screening of the beloved horror movie tonight, Adultery revealed that Trick or Treat 2 is in active development.
Do you think Trick or Treat 2 being active... Just call me crazy. Does that mean that they've acquired several shorts and now they're just trying to figure out how to work the pumpkin kid in to tie all those shorts together?
I think, yeah. Like, I think it's like six people sitting in a room somewhere going, can we do this? Well, I mean, we're talking about it, right? So, like, that's active development. Fuck it for a win. Like, oh.
Like, active development leads me to believe that, like, it comes out this year. Maybe.
Oh. Okay, so. Oh, that's just. Oh, getting hot flashes. All right. So, like, working with the legendary...
This is gonna hurt so getting bad. The vapors.
Yep.
hot flashes, you say?
This is not making Carter happy.
I can feel the...
I can feel it from here. He's an angry boy.
All right. See, working with legendary
like
on the...
Halloween.
On just, the planned sequel.
Just for one bag of peanuts a month, you can fuel character with the energy he needs for anger management classes for Trick or Treat 2.
Oh, I don't know. One bag may not be enough.
Also, when you email director guy or whoever he is, please tell him to call it Trick or Treat 2 Electric Boogaloo. Please.
That's not going to... No. No. What?
No.
Or don't tell him. He will do.
Whatever you do, don't Electric Boogaloo.
Yeah.
Oh, I reach out to
the guy that did a Halloween, what was that, 3, and say, hey, Buzz says do it better. Fuck, dude. I just...
He would smack you in the face because you can't do it better. Crazy, man.
So you should be on board with me with Trick or Treat 2, all right? Don't fuck up my flow. Love this movie. Let's see.
I don't know what to do.
Though he made sure to mention that the movie isn't greenlit. It is in quotes. Very active development.
Johnny missed the punchline there. He totally missed the punchline. He had his headphones on.
Oh. So.
It's okay. It was intentional.
God, that hurts to read again. All right. So, Dr. made sure to mention that the movie isn't greenlit. It's in quotes. Very active development. So nobody says we can do it, but me and my friends
are not
greenlit. It's not greenlit.
Then it's not an active development.
No, because like me and my friends are at a bar talking about it.
Yeah, so,
like,
so what
talking about it.
Sorry. This is literally unprecedented because this never happens.
We have an article about a subject that's not greenlit, but three guys in a bar talking about it makes it very active.
I
are Skyping with each other. I don't know how they're doing it, but the mere talking about it is, quote, very active development.
I am so fucking... I'm so angry. This is unprecedented. This is unprecedented. This has never happened in a...
Articles that aren't really a news article because there's nothing to news
this
article.
This has never happened in the Gorecast capacity before as the podcast show, but I'm going to... Johnny's going full screen for a moment, guys. Sorry, one moment. Okay. Oh, my God. I did not have that set up correctly. Okay, do you know what? We probably won't do the full screen. I didn't have that.
I love the article, like, even quotes, very active development.
Sorry, one moment. I'm actually so pissed I'm making a full screen me happen. One moment. That's got it. We'll just pop you up there. We'll just do you, and you are the...
We've broken Letty, and I think we've broken Tristan as well.
Okay, there we go. There it is, up here, up the top. Okay.
This article broke for us, so...
I need to have a quick production conversation here with Michael fucking Dyerly there real quick. 2 seconds, mate. Unless the project is fucking greenlit, it's not an active production. You sitting at home scratching your fucking balls one day while you're making a fucking morning coffee and going, hey, you know what? It'd be pretty good to do a fucking trick-or-treat too, wouldn't it? That's not fucking active development, fuckface.
Why is this even a news article?
The same reason that the other thing that said absolutely nothing was a news article, because in the absence of news, people will report rumor. Keep conjecture anything to make somebody look at what you're doing.
This has no... Sorry, what are we... Everybody... How many people are here?
It says
Spotify listeners, pay attention. Right, and the eight people that are here, pay attention, and whoever else was there earlier, when you watch it back, pay attention, and anyone watching it in the future, pay attention. Strike this last 10 minutes of news from your fucking brain, because it doesn't exist. It's not news.
Letty says we should change the title to "It's Not Fucking Greenlit."
I'm not changing the title again.
Especially that bullshit. Oh.
But it's very, it's in very active development. Oh,
that's
my God.
The second news story we've done, which amounted to nothing is actually happening, but we needed to talk about stuff.
If you see this, Michael Doherty, right, when you say active development, the only way I'm going to get off my high horse about this is if you tell me how many pages of the script are written.
Thank you.
Tell me how many pages of the script are written, I'll tell you if it's an active development or not.
Like when you,
Carter, I'm going to take over and message him now.
Like when you can call a friend and go, "Hey, dude, I'm in like fucking halfway through the script. What's your input?" That's active fucking development. Like, God, that just. So
I got to remember. I got to remember for that for work. Anyway, how's your fucking video project coming on? I'd say it's an active development. Anyway, for for lack of a better description of where we're at, we're definitely in active development.
I feel that's how I should be describing my life.
Right.
Yeah. Like, so, I gotta go
that is the stupidest news article. I am so fucking angry right now.
And the fact that they were like, he made sure to mention. Oh, no shit, bro. Oh, so this isn't the first time plans for Trick or Treat have been announced.
It's gonna be the headliner one.
But we're hoping this time that something actually happens. No, we're not. We're really not. But now we're going to sidetrack to what's really about the article. On a related note, Trick or Treat is being released in Regal Theaters on October 6th. And the 09 film is also bringing Sam to select AMC theater locations beginning October 21st. Now, these showings mark the first time the film has ever been released
wide in theaters.
Okay, so
what happened was Bloody Disgusting rang him and went, "Hey, do you got any, I see you're releasing the movie again in some select theaters. We're looking for any extra news you have. Are you working on Trick or Treat too?" I was thinking about it or whatever. Active development. Okay, perfect. Sweet.
We're not
reading the rest of the article, Carter. That's the end of the news for tonight. Anyway, as is customary over in the Gorecast, Buzz has scoured through the internet to find us some of the most entertaining eBay listings.
Amazon
reviews. I'm sorry for cock blocking your article there, dude, but you can blame
Michael Doherty. That was it, because after that they tell us what Trick or Treat was about. Theaters. That was like the fucking core of it right there. At least the theaters were greenlit.
Fucking hell.
The theaters have active development.
Hey, look, on the plus side, at least you don't need to worry about him making a sequel that'll ruin that precious memory you have of the original.
I love that fucking movie, dude.
I think the original's a little bit tarnished now.
You should be happy that it's in active development.
Yeah, but like they said, though, they're like, "Hey, it's been talked about before. Let's hope something happens this time." Hey, there's a guy that would be really pissed off if this happens. Let's give him money to make a fucking sequel. Oh, that's awesome. Cool.
We'll take an active bowel movement on his front door for this stupid article.
Well, that's a mic drop.
Very angry.
No, not window capture. Oh, no, it is window capture. Sorry.
I was like, ooh, that popped up as the thing. I'm like, this is probably going to be the headline story because everybody loves Trick or Treat.
Sorry, one second. I didn't realize I'd have to sign into Facebook when I got rid of the other way we had things, so I need to keep the window capture for the Facebook articles specifically. It's good times.
Worst chess set ever.
Ha ha ha.
Fucking bullshit.
Tristan's coffee is all over her monitor.
Oh, I'm sorry, Tristan.
Sorry.
Anywho, Buzz and Scarra through the interwebs. There was a very dirty word that I had to edit your photo for because you forgot the word for what that thing is was printed all over the box. So I blanked that out.
Oops, lazy.
Yeah, so I'm sure we can all tell what that is. Yeah, it's a Demogorgon model from Stranger Things Season 1.
Bloody, it's the three wise men from the Christmas script.
Yes, anyway, I'll tell you what it's not part of, because it's got a 5-star review as worst chess set ever. Enough pieces for a full game. Can't tell one side from the other, and no board was included. Might as well stick them up where the sun don't shine. Don't done for all the good they do me.
You know, it's funny.
That's a lot of pieces.
It says anal plug on the thing. Oh, okay.
Yeah. It did say anal plug on the thing, yeah. Renders it redundant, me blocking out the word if you're just going to go anal plug live on the show. I might as well fucking say it now. There's no point in me even fucking... Okay. I just picked up Alright, this is just bad spelling. Sorry. I just picked a yo up, my laptop hotter, from the post office, and I'm deriving home now. It's okay, I guess. But the bumpy road, my jakes, it hurts to type. And there is a lot of pedestrians and traffic, see, to keep distracting me from my computer. It's probably okay for web browsing or email, but I don't think it will be so useful for my more complex tasks. Oh, and you can't make any sharp turns when you turn right. Some net IMS. You have to use the opsing lane of traffic via Amazon customer. I physically hate you for making me read that.
Once you figured out it was a gag, though, it made it worth it.
Yeah, sure. Uranium ore.
Huh?
Uranium ore.
Oh, this is like a fucking...
Despite the fact that it comes in a can. What? It is not cat food. Does anyone know if there's a cure for sudden tentacles? The cat's huge and, well, doesn't really look much like a cat anymore. She still answers to muffins, though. However, if she rubs against my bare leg one more time, her name will be Calamari. Does anybody know a cure for tentacles? Somebody ring Hentai.
Yeah.
One of the...
Or the guy who's doing Trick or Treat too, because it'll be an act of development.
I'll send that cat to his house.
Oh, you're a poor ass. 2 stars. Too much pain. Causes too much pain and agony. Don't know why it's so popular nowadays. I'm just going to keep using toilet paper.
No, it didn't.
I've seen that ad before.
This wasn't here last week. No, we haven't done this on...
No. Bill might have stuck it into his Memporium.
Quite possibly.
Oh, there we go. Because, yeah, that does seem familiar.
Oh, look at the cute kitty. Better than it looks online. Love this. I hate my wife's cat, but it made my wife pretty happy that the cat can come in and out of her bedroom at will now and claws the dog. and claws the dog while they sleep. I installed this in just a few minutes, threw some wood glue on the on to reinforce it, dried it for a few hours, boom, it's sturdy and gets the job done. I hate that cat, but his door is pretty cool.
Tristan, do you need the cat thing or the toilet brush thing?
I think she needs the cat hole thing.
It's probably the cat hole thing.
The cat and the cat hole thing.
Right?
She'd probably take both.
I don't know.
I bought the bacon v tofu toys on the advice of my psychiatrist, who recommended that I physically act out to resolve my lingering conflict between eating healthy, which my mom wanted me to do, and gorging unrepentantly on food products compromised of 95% animal fat, like I wanted to do. After 8 short months of bashing bacon and tofu together in the bath, I have resolved my inner conflict and released my food hang-ups. The key is that neither bacon nor tofu wins. They have to learn to coexist peacefully together.
I just do not think that can happen.
No. 4,121 people of 4,281 people found the following review helpful. 5 stars. What wedding? Okay. This review is from Samsung blah 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 Black Electronics. I was going to fund my daughter's wedding in Hawaii, but I figured this Samsung TV would last much longer. Another writes, 5 stars, home! 85-inch, just to clarify, by the way, it's a Samsung 85-inch 4K Ultra TV 120Hz 3D Smart LED UDH TV Black Electronics TV. 5 stars, home. This TV is fan-freaking-tastic. We are now living in the box that came in, but even that is roomy and quite comfy.
Some of these had the product, but like the way I just screenshot it, I couldn't.
Ooh, we got something from the. Oh, we got this the last time. That was from last month.
Yeah.
Right, that's us done for the night. So, guys, thanks to everybody for joining us. We'll get rid of that window capture. Thanks to everybody for joining us. We will be back. I should probably.
Ow, show.
Give me just one moment there, please, kids. And I'll be with you.
Talk amongst yourself,
kids. It's not like we're live or anything. Spotify listeners, now would be a good time to go get a cup of tea, maybe, you know, get a coffee. Get a thing.
I don't have a
clip lined up.
You say smoke a pancake.
Smoking a pancake.
Cigar in a blintz. Bonging a crepe.
Yep. Johnny knew what I was talking about.
Yep.
You can smoke a pancake too and go for it.
I just feel like the problem is keeping it lit.
Yeah.
But according to kids nowadays, lit doesn't mean something is on fire. It means you are fashionable.
That is true, but I'm talking about the old school, like trying to keep a pancake lit while you're smoking it. It just kind of keeps
old school,
burning.
Like 2 years.
Right. You know, like talking about the old school, like the whole stay off my lawn, old school lit.
I feel Pachin could help with the matter. You know, just pour.
I'm just
trying
to find a clip. I would just
set it up.
We'll get a clip going for tomorrow. It'll be fine. Don't worry about it. Anyway, we'll catch you all during the week. I'll be back tomorrow night where we're going to be doing more of As Dusk Falls with myself and Mrs. Deadly and probably the kitty. And probably not the dog because they're still not cohabs.
They're not friends.
Yeah, we're getting there. They're just. I'm worried if the cat meows that my computer / screens and desk are all going to go fwum.
Oh, yeah. They will, by the way.
Yeah, because I have a dog horse. And, I have a dog horse, basically. So we just need to make sure that the dog horse doesn't dog horse everything all over the fucking room. We'll be back tomorrow night. And then possibly some Daisy afterwards. Although my hours are different this week in work, so it may not be Daisy afterwards. It might just be movie night. And we'll be back for Daisy on Friday. But other than that, we'll catch you all during the week. We're going to be talking about some other stuff. Mad Horror Bollocks. Friday, we're going to be back. Or no, sorry, not Friday. Thursday, we're going to be back and doing. Are we doing the movies from last week? Or do you want to do?
Probably, because I think we don't have a third for the potential. Well, I don't know.
We could find something else.
I'm good for either. I don't care. I'm watching.
It'd just be find a new horror movie, wouldn't it?
Right.
Because technically they're two new horror movies.
There is a third film that I see. I'm just not sure if people would be up for doing it or if the show would be up for doing it.
I'm going to pick the third movie because I haven't picked a movie for fucking Thursday in ages. I've just gone, they sound like good movies. We'll do those.
Okie dokie.
Times out of or not.
Yeah, correct. Which is why I was like, you know what? I think I'll pick a movie this week. right, so we'll catch you all Thursday. So Thursday we are going to, because as Giz unfortunately for his plans pointed out earlier, he was like, as long as you cover it before the end of this year, all those movies are their 40th anniversary. So I was like, perfect, we can put them in the middle of Halloween where that makes more sense, where we cover some classics. So we're going to be covering the Rob Zombie movie, which as I
Looks good. No story, I think. Personally, I felt like there was no story anyway. It just felt like I've fallen in love with Herman Munster. We're now going to get married. We got married now. End of movie. Someone's trying to rob our mansion in the middle of it.
Maybe he's planning on doing a series of films, and this was supposed to be the setup or a prequel to the original series or something. I don't know.
Quite possibly. It was funny to see the genealogy of Eddie Munster kind of explained. So that was an interesting thing. But yeah, we're going to be covering that. We're going to be covering, what was the other one?
Hocus Pocus 2.
Where the Sanderson sisters are back finally. And a third movie yet to be determined, which will be advertised tomorrow. We'll catch you all during the week, where we're going to be talking about some other sort of mad horror bollocks. Don't forget to join us for the movie night tomorrow night over on Twitch, because it's getting spicy in as dusk falls. See you later, guys. Bye.
Is that me, Auntie Peggy?
Yes, he's
put us out for a lovely afternoon drive in the Gunter.
But can you take us to the next town over there?
Yeah, we can go to a town if you want to. Yeah.
What do you think, Peggy?
Well, I mean, we got two seats left. We might as well chuck them in there. Get on in, boys. Let's go.
To kill that guy. Did that dead guy have any good stuff with him?
Oh, look, we've all killed people occasionally. It happens. Let's go. Off we go.
Yeah.
Okay, slow start. We're on a hill, boys. It'll be all right.
You should kill him.
Ooh, which guy?
The dead guy.
These guys are going for the drive of a lifetime.
Oh no,
by the way.
We did.
Here we go, let's go. Hey boys, you ever seen Fast and the Furious?
Again, sorry?
Have you ever seen Fast and the Furious?
Oh shit.
That move is totally in those movies.
There we go.
All six of them.
We're just going.
We're at the edge of the map.
Yeah, we're going to investigate the edge of the map.
No.
We're going to investigate the edge of the map.
No,
we're going to the edge of the map, boys.
We have to go up to the right.
Go to the right? Okay, gotcha.
Yeah,
we're going right.
No, I think this is where they wanted to go.
Okay, we'll just go this way, though.
You guys, we can drop you off here if you're right.
There we go. Just driving a nice, cool cam, 130 miles an hour. It'll be perfectly fine.
Oh, boy. I almost jumped out.
I am a modern citizen, not a modern major gen. I am a dragon in the woods. I am a dragon.
Why?
Why? Let's go!
Triple kill!
Don't forget, if you enjoy our Madcap Gorecast horror hijinks, we stream three nights a week over on YouTube, Mondays, Thursdays, and Sundays, where you can see a little bit of this. Turd spoon, goddamn, I knew there was something I wanted to bring up in the... Goddamn, I don't know what a fucking turd spoon is, but I'm mad to...
Yeah, pretty in-depth.
Most definitely some of this.
With a new 2009 twist.
Thank you.